Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 960th episode. Ooh, we just want to praise God. We are quickly approaching our 1,000th episode, so we just praise God and thank God for just bringing us this far. Now, if you are listening via online and would like to speak with me at any time, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and you have any questions or comments, please press pound or the number sign. So like always, just grab your notebook, notepad, whatever tool you use to just take notes. We'll be going over a lot of scriptures, and like I always say, it's good to always go back and just check things out for yourself. Amen. Amen. So we're going to jump right into it. Our topic for tonight is, what's your fragrance? Amen. And when I'm asking this question, what's your fragrance, I don't mean the cologne or the perfume that you're wearing. I'm asking, what scent are you presenting to God? Is it a soothing smell of praise and prayers? A soothing smell of repentance, witness bearing, or a soothing smell of love? Or does your fragrance reek of vain, repetitious prayers? Prayers and offerings. Amen? Amen. Amen. So our verse for tonight, if you can turn with me to 2 Corinthians, Chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Amen. Reading from the King James Version. And the word says, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?" Amen. Amen. So I just want you to take that in. Verse of the evening. And I'll read it one more time. From 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Take this down. Write it down. And it says, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death. And to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?" Amen, amen, amen. All right, so our topic, what is your fragrance? Now you understand why I asked that question. What is your fragrance? And I'm not talking about the cologne that you wear and things like that. Amen. Webster Dictionary tells us that an aroma is very distinctive. It's pervasive, and it's usually a pleasant or a savory smell. Amen. And when you think of those pleasant and savory smells, a scent that comes to mind is like coffee. When you say coffee, even just someone saying coffee, I can almost smell it. And I don't know if some of you can almost smell it as well, but every time someone can say coffee, you can almost smell it. Amen? Or something like fresh linen, baked bread, you know, fresh out the oven. Or even like a relaxing smell of lavender, which I love lavender. It's very relaxing, but those smells are so distinctive that they can't be mixed up. You can't say that coffee smells like lemon. Amen. Coffee, it smells like coffee. You know, you can't really, this is distinctive. It smells like coffee. Amen. This smells like lavender. Amen. is very distinctive. Very, very distinctive. Amen? Amen. So what's your fragrance? What aroma are you carrying? Amen? When you go out of your house, when you are even in your home, what's the aroma? What's the aroma? That's rhetorical. Amen? So what fragrance? What is your fragrance? As Christians, our aroma, it should provoke the atmosphere that we are in. Amen? It should provoke the minds of the people that we are surrounding, that we are interacting with in our everyday life. You know, and some of you may have experienced this kind of provoking that provokes the people around you, you know. Like whenever you're around, people are reminded of how good God is, amen. And they're very thankful, and they just begin to praise God right in your presence. It's like the aroma you have, they feel Christ's love. They feel the sacrifice, amen. What Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians verse 15, they smell that fragrance on you. It's like sometimes, like, you know, my siblings may be joking, but when we go somewhere, you know, they'll be getting song requests, and they'll automatically say, "Dom, I already know what you want." It'll be like a gospel song. It'll be so funny. They'll say those things in a joking manner, but it's the aroma that I bring. It provokes them to think about their actions. Amen. It provokes them to think about their life and the things that they're doing. What's the aroma that you're carrying? Is it distinctive? Or do you get mixed up in the crowd? Your aroma is so mixed up in the crowd. Amen. Even if they're like drinking and things like that, and I'll happen to pop up on them, a family member, a friend, whatever, they'll joke around that they're actually having communion. Those are the things, you know. That is the type of aroma that I'm presenting. Amen. When I encounter the people, amen. Amen. And then other people are provoked because you remind them of death leading to death. You remind them of their mistakes. Instead of them coming to God and trying to get to know God through you, they push you away. They dislike you for no reason. Amen. But it is because the aroma that you carry, the distinctive smell, is reminding them of the sins that they are caught up in, that they don't even want to leave. It's reminding them of their eternal death. Amen? Amen. In Christ, there is always triumph. And this is what this is the same thing that Paul spoke of in his message to the church of Corinthians. If you'll stay in 2 Corinthians verse 14, just move up one verse. Amen. One moment, I lost my spot. Sorry. So we're going to 2 Corinthians. We're staying in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll just move to verse 14. Now, thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Amen. So Paul was speaking to the church of Corinthians, and he was explaining to them, he was just thanking God that through God, he always finds a way to diffuse his knowledge. So us being children of God, us being Christians, everywhere we go, we need to let that fragrance linger. Drop a message here and there, everywhere we go. It should linger even after we're gone. People should know, like, Dom was here. People should know that you were there in that place. Amen? You should have a distinctive smell. A distinctive aroma. And this reminds me of letting your light shine everywhere you go. Just a brightness. This is a part of, the aroma is a part of that light. Amen? Everywhere you go, it diffuses, it spreads throughout. Amongst people, the knowledge of Christ is being, it should be spread out, us being Christians. But how many of us go to a place and we get mixed up in the crowd? We get mixed up in the quote-unquote culture, amen? We're on the social media. And God cannot be found anywhere in us. Yeah, you post a few quotes here and there, but your actions are speaking otherwise. Amen? Let's be mindful of the aroma. Let's be mindful of the places where we're at, because God is pleased with the smell. God is pleased with the aroma. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen. And the Bible speaks of God being pleased with a few aromas. One, the aroma of prayer. The other, the aroma of repentance, the aroma of witness, and the aroma of love. Now, I'm quite sure there's many more aromas that God is pleased with, but just for the sake of time, we'll just focus on a few. Amen. Now, throughout, you know, the books of Moses, God shows the people of Israel how to offer sacrifices by fire, amen, and how to give burnt offerings. But before we get into that, turn with me to Genesis chapter 8, amen, and let's see the first time God was pleased, I believe, with my readings. Amen. 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 Genesis chapter 8, verses 21. And it says, "And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done." Amen. So this was in verse 20. Noah built an ark after he has called every living creature, you know, that God has two by two, after he had put them on the ark, amen, then Noah built an altar to the Lord. And on the behalf, God, that aroma of praying, amen, verse 20 says, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and of and offered burnt offerings on the altar, amen? And on that altar of burnt offerings, amen, the aroma was pleasing to God. The smell was very soothing to God, and it had softened God's heart. And in his heart, God said, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, amen? He knows, and that is so beautiful. God then went on to say, I'm sorry, then Genesis then go on to say that although God knows that our heart, the imagination of man's heart, is pure evil, is straight up evil, from the time that we are in our mother's womb, it is straight up evil. But although that happened, I will no longer again destroy every living thing as he has done with the flood. Amen. So God is pleased with prayer. Amen. The aroma of prayer. Amen. It shows that God is pleased. And that offering that you can give. Amen. Although you have done this and you have done that wrong. Amen. God is pleased if you just lay down a sacrifice, an offering to him, an offer of prayer. Amen. 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 If you are just joining us tonight, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and would like to call in at any time, press pound or the number sign. I'm here. Any questions that you may have, but this is just a question. If you don't want to even call in, but this is just a rhetorical question, something for you to think about. But what is your fragrance? Is it distinctive among the people, or do you just blend in? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let's continue. Amen. So God is pleased with the aroma of our prayers. As we've seen, once God has saw the prayers of Noah, God was very pleased with that aroma that it transformed him. It changed, it made him in his heart. He spoke in his heart, from his heart, that never again will he destroy the ground. Amen. So we bless God. And with that, it's good for us to give prayers. Amen. It's good for God to smell that aroma, that it is soothing, that it comes from a good place. And I was reading, as I was doing this, I was reading in Revelation, amen, how it's a golden bowl, amen, a golden bowl of prayers that are saved, amen, the prayers of the righteous that are saved in a golden bowl, amen. So those don't think that your prayers are in vain, amen. Don't think that God don't hear. Not only do he hear your prayers, the prayers of the saints, those who pray not in a vain way, amen. Because in Matthew 6, the Lord teaches us how to pray. So if you don't know how to pray, that'll be a whole nother topic. But if you don't, just in short, read Matthew 6, which teaches you how to pray, amen. You may not have many words, which is fine, but you don't want to just babble on because you think that long prayers or big words will please God. No, that's not pleasing to God. Amen. But the what your heart is saying, amen, that aroma, that sacrifice that you make that is coming straight from the heart and you mean it is not in vain, amen. God loves it, amen. He hears it and he also smells that prayer, amen. Amen. Another aroma that God can smell, amen, is the aroma of repentance, amen. And this is a part of prayer, amen. In Numbers 15, the word says, in Numbers 15, verse 3, the word says, and we'll make an offering by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice and performing a vow or in a freewill offering or in your psalm feast to make a sweet savior unto the Lord of the herd or of the flock. Amen, amen, amen. So in that, this is mind you, Numbers, this is the Old Testament. So before Jesus Christ has came, you know, people to repent and the priests, they will have to lay down sacrifices, animal sacrifices. Amen. So in this, there are sacrifices being made of repentance of the sins and other wrongdoings. Amen. And it should be a sweet savior unto the Lord. Amen. So God is pleased with the offering, the repentance. Amen. God is pleased with that. That aroma is pleasing to God. Amen. But let us be mindful. God is more pleased with the representation of the offering rather than the smell. Amen. What does it represent? Amen. Like I said, it shouldn't be in vain. It should not be in vain. That's just like if you can remember when Cain presented his offering, it was rejected. It was rejected. Amen. That's because his motives wasn't right. How many of you have received something from someone and you just know that the motive wasn't right? Like, it's, you want something in return. You know this person always just giving you this birthday gift because they want a birthday gift because their birthday is next month. You know that's how that person rolls. They're only getting you something for Christmas because you know, because they want something in return. Amen. We shouldn't be like that when it comes to God. Shouldn't be like, oh, here's my offering. I'm gonna miss that $20, man. That could have been for gas. We can't do that. We can't offer to God like that. And we'll be fooling ourselves because God looks at the heart. God knows the heart. You don't even have to say it. And God, like, nope. That $20, that tithe was an offer in vain. Amen. You offered that in vain. It's not a true sacrifice. You're not sacrificing from your heart. Amen. It's not a sacrifice from your heart. So let us be mindful. Let us be mindful when we're repenting to God. Let us check our motive and what we're doing. Amen. And as Psalm said, Psalm 57, amen, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, 51, a broken heart and a contrite spirit is what God longs for. Before the offerings, before you can offer anything, He wants you to pour out your spirit, pour out your heart. Amen. Then come to me with your offerings. Amen. You want it to be a sweet aroma. You want it to be soothing. Amen. 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 What fragrance are you wearing? What is the aroma? Amen. What is the aroma when you're offering these sacrifices, when you're repenting, when you're praying, amen? What is the aroma? Amen, amen. And as we said, so the next one I would like to move on to is the aroma of witness. Just to be a witness to God, as the verse says, that we're spreading knowledge, as verse 14 in 2 Corinthians says, of chapter 2 says, that we spread knowledge. It's a fragrance of knowledge. Everywhere we go is diffusing throughout all the people, whether they believe or not. We put that knowledge out there. It is something for them to think. Amen? That is a witness. God is pleased with that, that we're witness to his words, that we're a witness to Jesus Christ. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18.
Sorry about that. I, like, lost, like, my pages.
Okay, 1 Peter. Chapter 3, verse 18.
If y'all can bear with me for a moment. All right. Verse 18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the Spirit, but made alive by the Spirit." Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So we are witness, amen. We are spreading this throughout wherever we go, that Christ suffered for our sins, amen. We're letting it known to the mountaintops, amen. Everywhere we go, it shouldn't be a person that has not encountered us speaking the word of God in some way, amen. No one should say, really? Dom's a Christian? I had no idea. No one should even say that, amen. The way that we present ourselves is a part of the aroma. We want to be distinctive, amen. We want to be spreading. We want to be lingering, amen. No one should be like really such as a Christian? He's a Christian? Wow, I had no idea. I just, the way that he talked, the way that she talked, it just, I wouldn't have never known. Amen. It should be a soothing smell. It should be very soothing. Amen. Now, if you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 960th episode. We just praise God. We're approaching our 1,000th episode. Amen. And if you have any questions, any comments, you can press pound or the number sign. And if you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. Amen. And just like always, just grab your notepad, notebook, whatever it is that you take notes. And our topic for tonight, what is your fragrance? From 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Amen. And we spoke of God just being pleased with the aroma of prayer, the aroma of repentance, and the aroma of us just being a witness and just declaring the word of God, his truth. Amen. We're just confessing that wherever we go. We just want to be mindful. Amen. Be mindful of what we're presenting. Hello. Okay, sorry. Thought it kind of went off. Amen. We just want to be mindful of how we're presenting ourselves to God. We want to make sure that we're not doing these things in vain. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So if you want to speak to me, if you have any questions, just press pound. I'm here. So as I was saying, so we want to be a witness of the word. Amen. Just a witness of just declaring what God has done for us. Even our testimonies. Amen. That is a witness. Our testimonies, us just speaking of how we have overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen? That is a part of our aroma and spreading the word of Christ and spreading the word of God, amen? So, as I said before, no one should be just guessing like, wow, this person, wow, you're really a Christian. It should be like, oh, yeah, such and such is a Christian, whether you said it or not, your presence will represent who you are, amen? Your presence, it will be strong. It will be distinctive, amen? Like I said, the aroma of coffee is very distinctive. I can't mix coffee with strawberry. No, I can't get caught up and say mix coffee and the smell of strawberries. I can't, no, that won't happen. coffee is very distinctive. The smell of it is very distinctive. Amen. So we want to be very distinctive that we cannot get caught up. Like someone can't say that Dominique serves God. Oh, no, Dominique serves the devil. It should never be a you don't know who I serve. Amen. It should always be very distinctive. Amen. My aroma should be very distinctive. Us as Christians, our aroma should be very distinctive, especially in this day and age, especially in this time of who we serve. Amen. No one should be guessing who we serve. It should be very distinctive. The way that we speak, people would know, because our speaking is very distinctive. The way that we think, it should be very distinctive. And even if we, even because the heart of man, as God has already spoken in Genesis, it is very evil, beyond our imaginations. They go, they run wild. Amen. So even in those times when we are weak and we go back to our old ways, we should be very distinctive in our repentance. Amen. That we know we have messed up here, but we repent. Amen. We should be very distinctive, just the way that we praise God. Amen. Just the way that our faith is. This obstacle come, this problem here, this problem there. We want to be very distinctive in how we serve God. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, so I'm going to do the call of salvation. I know it's kind of early, but I don't want this to be in vain. Amen. And you guys know I can move a little fast, but I don't want this to be a long, drawn out and repetitive. Amen. I just want this, the aroma of God, to stick. Amen. Amen. So this is my favorite part of the show, which is the call of salvation. You know, just drawing lost souls to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he's the reason why we're here. Amen. And I pray that as I'm speaking on the line, I pray as God is using me as a vessel, I just pray that you get the knowledge that we're speaking tonight. Amen. That you understand, that you feel, that you even smell the love that Jesus Christ had to offer you once he has died on that cross. Amen. And before, I just want to read a quote from Martin Luther King. Amen. And he wrote this in his thesis, and it says, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he intended that the entire life of believers should be repentance. Repentance is not a life of worship. It's at the very heart. I'm sorry, repentance is a life of worship. It is at the very heart, which is why God sees repentance as especially fragrant. Amen. It's at the very heart, which is why God sees repentance as especially fragrant. Amen. So God sees repentance as a special fragrance. Amen. So in this, with us calling on, just know that God sees you, God hears you, and God can also smell. Amen. So just let this repentance be from the heart. Amen. You want to get to know God, and just ask God that he will just open your heart. Amen. Just be willing to just repent of everything that you have ever done, knowingly or unknowingly. Just trust and believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and that he is your Savior. Amen. And if you believe that in your heart, then you are saved. In the name of Jesus, you are saved. And we just encourage you just to get in a Bible-based believing church that seeks the word of God. Amen. Be around those who fill you. Be around those who the aroma of God is very strong. Amen. 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 Brother Rob, if you are listening, I would like to call you on for announcements.
And yes, real quickly, I'll do the announcement real quick. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much for joining us, whether you're online or via phone. We thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We'll also encourage you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and some of our advertisements for our shows. And we thank you so much if you choose to do so. Also, if you have an Android phone, you can go into where you have the Google Play section, and you can hit podcast, and you can go ahead and hit you can hit follow, or the search for Purpose Kingdom Network. You can follow us there, and that way you won't miss any of our episodes, okay? Whether you are too busy or you don't have time or you just simply missed the episode, you can go hear each and every one of our upcoming episodes or our past episodes. If you have an iPhone, you can go to where it has a purple podcast icon there. You can just click on that. And what you can do is you can go ahead and hit the search and hit Purpose Kingdom Network, and you can follow us. That way you won't miss any upcoming episodes or any past episodes, or you can just go through our whole archives there. And we thank you so much for doing that. We're also on Google Plus and iTunes. And, you know, we hope you will just, you know, listen to the many ministries that we have available here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank you so much for doing that. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for the Healing Hour at 9 p.m. with Arthur Burgess III. We thank you so much, and we thank you so much for your support. We can never stop thanking you for listening and supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And that is all of our announcements, and we thank you so much. And Sister Dominique, the show is going to be back in your hands.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Thank you for the announcements. Amen. 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 And one last aroma I just want to touch on is the aroma of love. Amen. And the aroma of love definitely was described in John 3:16. It is a verse that we all know. God has so loved the world that he has given his only begotten son. Amen. And we kind of almost overlook it. Amen. But that's love. That is straight up love. If you would turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 2. And it says, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Amen. And it says, I'll read it one more time. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet aroma smell, a sweet smelling aroma. Amen. So it tells us as Christians, we must walk in love. Just as Christ, you know, we day in and day out, we strive to be like Christ. Amen. And one of the things that we have to do is to walk in love. Amen. Because Christ, he has given the ultimate sacrifice. He has given his life. And God was pleased with that. It was pleased. It was a sweet aroma, a sweet smelling aroma. Amen. In that sacrifice. So as we are going out, spreading, you know, diffusing ourselves throughout every community, on our jobs, encountering different people, whether we're at the store, at the mall, different various places, we want to make sure we walk in love and continue to spread the fragrance of Christ, amen, everywhere we go, because God is smelling, amen. God is seeing, God is watching. We almost forget that God can smell as well, amen. So we want to be visible to Christ as possible as we can, visible to God as possible as we can, amen. So I encourage everyone to just acknowledge, just see where you are, amen. What is your aroma? That's the question. Amen. And I'm going to be honest and open. You know, my aroma hasn't been lingering. I haven't been distinctive. Amen. But I thank God that there's repentance. Amen. There's repentance. There's another day. There's right now to just think, to transform. Amen. So God can smell this aroma, amen? So when I wake up, when I go encounter the world, amen? That the knowledge of Christ, his power, will linger, amen? So I encourage you to all do the same thing. Just to, how you smelling? Like, just check yourself. What's the smell you're carrying with you? Is it good? Is it bad? Amen? Just listening to this word, are you reminded of life leading life, or are you reminded of death leading death? And if you are reminded of death leading death, just know that there is always a chance, as long as you have breath in your life, to repent. Amen. As we spoke, as we encouraged the call of salvation, amen, there's always, as you're breathing, hope. Amen. To repent. Amen. And the life leading life, continue to lead. Amen. Continue to lead to life. Continue to strive the great fight. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. I appreciate you guys so much. But like I said, sorry to cut it short, but I don't want to be just keep rambling on, amen. It just so happened that this is it for tonight, amen. I don't want to keep going over. So, as I mentioned before, God is pleased with the aroma of prayer, of repentance, of us just being a witness, and the aroma of love, amen. So keep those. Remember to go back and look at all the notes that we have done. So I love you guys. Until next time, deuces. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.